Our Rocky Weather forecast says it'll be cloudy with a chance for afternoon showers at a high today around 73. At this very moment, teachers at Jefferson Elementary School in Kenosha Unified are getting a very special surprise from Amazon officials. School doesn't start until September 1st, but the teachers have already been on the job getting ready for the doors to open next Tuesday. The folks at Amazon thought $10,000 worth of supplies would be a good way to help get things rolling. They're making that presentation at this moment in a very special teacher assembly. Jefferson Elementary is located at 1832 43rd Street in Kenosha. Judge Michael Wilk in Kenosha has sentenced a local couple to prison for the robbery of several banks between September and December of last year. Timothy LaBeouf getting 9 years behind bars, then 18 years of supervised release. Jessica Cortez, 5 years in prison, 15 years on release. Judge Wilk also orders restitution. That's more than $17,000. Court records showed the couple used the stolen money to pay for household expenses, but also buy some luxury items, including stays in some rather expensive hotels. Governor Scott Walker out on the presidential campaign trail saying that shooting of the TV crew in Virginia Wednesday only highlights the need for improving access to mental health services.
Walker says the incident is sad and tragic, but disagrees with Democrat Hillary Clinton, who argued it's a sign tougher gun laws are needed.
It's unfortunate that all too often we see from people like Hillary Clinton a political reaction to something that's much more sophisticated and challenging to that.
Walker says an often ignored aspect of shootings is the mental health of the gunman.
What has been a common thread throughout many of these tragic situations are people who've been falling through the cracks when it comes to the warning signs of chronic mental illness issues.
Walker's comments came during a campaign stop in Iowa. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An investigation underway into the crash of a small plane in Battle Creek, Michigan, that claimed the life of a man from Wisconsin. The pilot was the only one on board when that plane went down and caught fire at the Kellogg Airport. Description is a man in his 30s, no name released at this point. National Transportation Safety Board investigating. On the heels of several former Racine bar owners dropping claims of racketeering and corruption from their federal lawsuit against the city, the mayor, and several current and former officials alleging conspiracy to drive them out of business, city's now moving to have the whole thing dismissed, with a motion for summary judgment filed this week, the document stating that the plaintiffs do not have a single piece of evidence other than their own subjective beliefs to show any of the defendants took adverse action against the bar owners due to their race or the race of their patrons. The former bar owners have until mid-September to file a written response. Then the city can respond. After that, it would be up to a judge. There's still a November 16th trial date listed on the case for alleged civil rights violations as part of that lawsuit. Just when you thought the blue versus copper roof debate on Racine's Lakefront Festival site was over and done with, now comes the request to redo the colonnade, which is also deteriorating, part of a $470,000 capital improvement project. Public Works and Services Committee talked about it this week at City Hall. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag noting this is the second phase, and it would replace not just the blue color, but also the damage that led to the colonnade's roof leaking. Alderman Sandy Widener concerned about spending so much money on what she remembered being a longer-lasting roof and on a facility not being used as much, took note of the upcoming budget process for which she said, quote, something's going to go and it may very well be Festival Hall.
I kind of like the different colors of the roofs because I don't want to spend $500,000 on these roofs because Sam or Rama can't even come down there anymore.
DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said that 28-year-old colonnade has been leaking and that's a damage to the piece of the city's infrastructure.
It's damaging the structure of the roof structure itself. So, I mean, as far as, you know, the risk of water dripping on somebody's head during the Italian fest, that's not really the issue. That's not the main issue. We're trying to save the structure of the building itself. Whether the building should be there or not is another issue.
The base bid just to redo the colonnade roof, $350,000. Cudahy Roofing and Supply picked for the job, $112,000 more in alternate bids to do the concession stand, picnic area, plus snow and ice control features. It goes to the Common Council for a final vote. And Milwaukee State Representative Joe Castezamaripa is joining members of the Kenosha community this afternoon, discussing the public safety benefits of a bill that would allow undocumented immigrants the opportunity to apply for a state-issued driver's card. The bill that she's been talking about for months, included during an appearance in Racine this summer, currently being circulated for co-sponsorship in the state legislature. Zamaripa talking about it at Kenosha's Lincoln Park at 69th Street and 18th Avenue. Florida's under a state of emergency. The folks there are scrambling to get ready for Tropical Storm Erica. The latest track from the National Hurricane Center showing Erica coming ashore as a tropical storm at the southern part of that state just after midnight Monday morning. Forecasters say it will dump some very heavy rain, likely cause widespread flooding as it moves north toward the Orlando area early Tuesday. It could always, of course, turn into a hurricane at some point. A couple of teenagers in custody in Racine County. They're suspects in a home invasion burglary that occurred Wednesday morning in Mount Pleasant. The owners of the home were alerted by their barking dog, chased two men from the area in the 5700 block of Heather Way. Spotted the two getting into a dark-colored SUV, contacted police. They stopped the vehicle matching that description. Three people taken into custody. Items stolen from the home recovered. During the investigation, it was determined those suspects got in through an unlocked door. Two teenagers, 17 and 18, being held in jail, a third released from custody. Kenosha police warning residents in the area between 75th and 80th Streets and 30th to 39th Avenues about two armed robberies within the past few days. Suspect, an African-American male, a medium build, both robberies occurring during nighttime hours. If you're going to the Packers-Eagles game at Lambeau Field tomorrow night, be prepared. You might have some extra security if you're going through a certain gate.
While the NFL safety policy remains unchanged, fans entering Lambeau at the Shopko gate are the first to use newly installed walk-through metal detectors. It's a league-wide mandate for use at all gates for 2016, but the units are being phased in at Lambeau Field with the Shopko gate debut this season and at all remaining gates next season. Fans will need to remove cell phones, cameras, tablets, and other large metal objects, put them in an extended tray alongside each gate. The gates are already in use at Miller Park and all MLB stadiums. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The teachers at Jefferson Elementary School in Kenosha Unified got a very special surprise this morning from corporate giant Amazon. School doesn't begin until September 1st, but teachers have already been on the job, getting ready for the doors to open next Tuesday. The folks at Amazon thought $10,000 worth of supplies would be a good way to help get things rolling. They made that presentation at a special teacher assembly about mid-morning, Jefferson Elementary at 18th and 43rd in Kenosha. With summer winding down, the faculty and staff at UW-Parkside is back. They kicked off the fall semester with a convocation yesterday. Chancellor Debbie Ford noting changes they've seen in the students' approach to this university. It's the result of a lot of hard work.
Sometime this semester, take a moment to revisit our vision and mission statements and our academic enrollment management and strategic plans. They are focused on academic excellence and student success, the tenets that will guide us to 2018, our 50th anniversary.
Dr. Ford also thanking the faculty and staff for sharing themselves with the learning community.
Our collective passions and acting on the musts and shoulds we face make UW-Parkside a great place to work, to learn, to grow, and to contribute.
Classes begin at Parkside next week. The move-in is on Monday. And the so-called football experts at CBS Sports have an NFL prediction machine that simulated the 2015 season a total of 50,000 times. And the machine says Super Bowl 50 is going to pit the Green Bay Packers against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Packers have a three-point advantage in that game next February. Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be cloudy with a chance for some afternoon showers and a high of 73. But rain is likely tonight. We could see a half an inch. The Racine Education Association and Racine Educational Assistance Association coming out against newly proposed legislation about filling school board vacancies. Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston, along with Kenosha Racine State Senator Van Wongard, suggesting the president of a school board be given the authority to fill a vacancy if it is 60 days or more, like the current status in Racine Unified. The resignation of Lisa Parham because of past legal problems led to a couple of voting sessions by the board, but tie votes through almost three dozen ballots. A notification from the REA and the REAA says they're going to have a little more to say about that proposed legislation during a press briefing outside Unified headquarters this afternoon. The opening game of the Kenosha-Tremper High School football season tonight going to feature a military appreciation, the Trojans hosting Antioch at Amici Stadium with kickoff at 7 p.m. The opening ceremony to include the national anthem, a flag display, a flyover by vintage World War II aircraft, a parachute game ball delivery by the World Skydiving Center, and that'll be followed by the coin toss, officiated by Alderman Keith Rosenberg, who's the honorary team captain. ID proof of service at the gate means free admission for all active duty military, reservists, retired vets, and their dependents, as well as Veterans Affairs benefit card holders and veterans organization members. It's a popular game fish, and it looks like it's on the rebound in the Big Lake.
Are amazed by yellow perch numbers in Lake Michigan, with recent reports indicating a very good hatch in the lake's southern basin. That's a big change from recent years. Surveys from 2010 through 2014 found essentially no young of the year perch. Populations began to crash in the mid-90s due to lack of survival of young fish. Most researchers link the decline to invasive mussels, which filter plankton from the lake. They're not sure what's behind the rebound or whether it will be sustained. Pat Curtis, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Can you say Friday fish fry? AccuWeather forecast, going to be cloudy, chance of afternoon showers, high 73. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.